KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's cloudy and 44 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies today, a 50% chance of rain through early this afternoon with a high near 50. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In Southwest Iowa News, police in Red Oak Monday afternoon arrested on a warrant 25-year-old Cody Keene Blystone of Red Oak. Blystone was wanted on a Pottawatomie County warrant for domestic abuse assault. He was taken into custody at around 4:50 p.m. and booked into the Montgomery County Jail, where he was held without bond. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports this morning that a traffic stop Sunday by the Sheriff's Department K-9 unit in Hamburg resulted in two drug-related arrests. Sheriff Kevin Astrup says 18-year-olds Trace Miller and Dakota Hanick-Attica, both of Nebraska City, Nebraska, were arrested for possession of a controlled substance after the vehicle they were in was pulled over in the 400 block of East Washington Street in Hamburg. Both men were later released from the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center after posting bond. Red Oak police have issued an alert to area citizens about cell and landline phone scams. Authorities say the new spoofing or phishing scams happen when a person receives a call from a local number. When those calls are unanswered, it leaves a local contact, and if you return the call, it goes to a local person who is not involved in the issue and has no knowledge of the call ever having been placed. Other variances of the scam are when you receive a call and your caller ID shows the number is your number calling. Both types of scams are being done with the aid of computers. Some type of variation of credit card services, or card member services, or vehicle warranty renewal is the basis for those who have received the information or messages. The Red Oak Police Department reminds you to never give out your personal information. Take down the caller information, including the company name, operator name, reason for the call, and information they have about you. And then if you feel there's an issue, place your call to your credit or debit card company or warranty company and by using the phone number on your card and your paperwork. After making contact with your legitimate company, then you can verify if there is an issue or if you've received a bogus phone call. Page County Sheriff's deputies who responded to a dispute Sunday at 406 Spruce Street in College Springs arrested 26-year-old Nicholas Ryan Pruitt of Clarinda for possession of controlled substance and domestic abuse assault. Pruitt was being held without bond, pending an appearance before a magistrate. A call about a suspicious vehicle located north and east of Clarinda Sunday prompted an investigation that resulted in the arrest on drug charges of 33-year-old Andrew Jacob Harrison of Clarinda. During a traffic stop, Page County Sheriff's Office K-9 Lucas was deployed and alerted on the odor of narcotics in the vehicle. During the investigation, illegal controlled substances were seized. Harrison was seized on charges of possession of drug paraphernalia, or charged rather, with possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, and illegal possession of prescription drugs. He managed to post a $1,000 bond and was released pending further court proceedings. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency says the fire danger rating for grassland and field fires will remain high this week. Fire stations and participating businesses are asked to keep their local fire danger signs in the high category. The next update on the conditions will be Thursday morning. Also, three Southwest Iowa restaurants have been nominated for the Iowa Beef Industry Council and Iowa Cattlemen's Association's Iowa's Best Burger 2017 contest. Last year's nominees, Vaughn's Cafe and Bakery and Downright Delicious, both in Clarinda, and the Elms Club in Creston, have been nominated again this year. Iowa submitted more than 9,200 Best Burger nominations between February 13th and March 13th. They were submitted by website, texting, and paper ballots. The number of votes each restaurant received determined the 2017 top 10 restaurants and their burgers. Nearly 500 Iowa restaurants were represented in the total nominations, which is a new record for the contest. Last year's winner of the contest, the Chuck Wagon Restaurant in Adair, was not on the top 10 this year, and the quest for the winner of Iowa's Best Burger will now begin. All top 10 restaurants will be visited by a panel of anonymous judges who will evaluate the burgers based on taste, appearance, and proper doneness. The judges' scores and comments will be accumulated, and the winner will be crowned May the 1st. To learn more about the top 10 restaurants and contest, visit www.iowabeef.org. In the funeral announcements, Anthony Antman Jessen, age 23, of Atlantic, died March 11th at his home. Funeral services for Anthony Jessen will be today at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Gerald Harris, age 88, of Wyota, died Friday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Gerald Harris will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. George Kerr, age 80, of Panora, died Thursday in Elkhart, Iowa. Funeral services for George Kerr will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock, that is, at St. Cecilia Catholic Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Wilma Cottrell, age 96, of Creston, died Thursday at Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Wilma Cottrell will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Creston. Pearson Family Funeral Service in Creston has the arrangements. Maxine Francis Christensen, age 96, of Exira, died March 15th. Funeral services for Maxine Christensen will be this Saturday at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira, with a luncheon to follow at Holy Trinity Hall in Exira. Bernard Davis, age 95, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Bernard Davis will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Marvin Behrens, age 79, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A celebration of life for Marvin Behrens will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Larry Brown, age 76, of Atlantic, died Monday in Omaha. Services for Larry Brown are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Lloyd Peck, age 89, of Griswold, died Sunday at Griswold Rehab and Healthcare. Services for Lloyd Peck are pending at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.